Shalom to all. Today we're going to discuss Kalim Perkut Aleph Mishnah Mishnah Vav. And today's Mishnah is being learned b'chosas Bas Rachel Shishi b'zecher find Yosef Gahagon Bikar of Mamish. And we're going to be discussing different Kalim made out of metal, and if certain parts of them are able to be makabel toma without being part of the entire kli. So here we begin by talking about the perumbia, which is the bridle that's placed on a horse. If you've ever seen a horse with all the straps connected to its head, so that's called the perumbia, and it's made up of a number of parts. There's a bit which goes in the horse's mouth, and there's a number of straps that connect it to the head. There's also long straps that come out of it. Those are the reins that help control the horse. So let's say all this is made out of metal. Of course, the entire perumbia itself, the whole bridle, is able to be makabel toma, but what about individual parts? So that's what the Mishnah tells us. Akrav shel perumbia, the bit of the bridle, again, the bit is the part that goes in the horse's mouth, tamei that can be makabel toma all on its own because it's unique by itself. However, ulechayayim, these are the cheek straps, and these are not actually straps. They're really just decorative things that are attached to the bridle to make the horse look extra nice. So tahirim, they're tahar, meaning they're not makabel toma by themselves, whereas Rabbi Elazar matame b'lechayayim, Rabbi Elazar is matame them. They agree to Tanakama, ain't tame ala akrav. The only thing that's tame on its own when it's not connected to the bridle is the akrav, is the bit. Now, as we said, here the Mishnah speaks it out, which has chiburon, if everything is connected, hakol tame, so then everything can be makabel toma because that's considered a full kli. Moving on to Mishnah Vav, now we go on to talk about something else that they used to use back in the day. We don't really have any use for this now. It's called a spindle. That's what they used to make thread. It was basically a long pole that had a hook at one end and a weight at the other end. Strands of unfinished wool were placed in the hook, and then the spindle, this long pole, was spun, and they basically twisted these strands together, turning them into thread. So Mishnah Vav tells us, pika shel mateches, if we have a metal pika, that's the ball that's at the end of the spindle that creates the weight. So if it's made out of metal, Rabbi Kiva matame, Rabbi Kiva says it could be makabel toma, whereas v'cham matarin, the cham say it cannot be. That's because Rabbi Kiva holds it's just called a pika. Let's say a person says, I need to go buy a new pika, or I need to change my pika. Everyone knows what that's referring to, therefore it's considered like it has its own din by itself, of its own kli, so it's makabel toma. V'cham say that no, people call it pika shel kush. It's the pika of the spindle. So it's, since it's considered part of another kli and it's not by itself, therefore it's not makabel toma. Now matzupa, let's say it's just made out of wood, but it's covered with metal. Tahira can't be makabel toma. Onto more things, a kush, the spindle itself. Vehaima, this is like a pole of sorts meant to hold the strands of unfinished wool before they're spun into thread. Vehamakel, and a stick that's used to strike animals and move them along. Vesimpania, and this type of musical instrument. Vehchalil, and a flute. Shamatechas, these are all made out of metal. Tamein, they're makabel toma. Umetzupin, however, if they're covered with metal and they're really made out of wood, tyrin, then they're tar, they're not makabel toma. Now, simpania, this musical instrument, im yeshba base kibel knafayim, if it has a place for the knafayim, for the wings, which are some sort of pegs of sort that help create the sound, so benkach benkach tamea, whether it's made out of metal or wood, it would be tame because it has a base kibel, so it's able to be makabel toma. We're going to stop it for the day. I picked up another Mishnah Zayin and Ches with more discussions, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.